Hey, this is Nicole Silver, and this is a bonus audio from my AMA for M. My choices for Fuck, Marry, Kill, Northern Renaissance Painter Division. I have opinions. Allow me to enlighten you. Kill. Let's take out the trash first. I revere Holbein the artist, so it grieves me to report the man was a rat-sucking pig. He wasn't much of a family man. According to his biographer, Mary Shell Hoke Bacon, quote, Holbein married and beat his wife, had several children, and took care of none of them. His wife grew to look old and worn, while he remained a gay-looking sport, quite tired of one whom he had had on his hands for 10 years. He wandered everywhere and left his family to shift for itself. So I'd give his wife my daddy's Browning Sweet 16 shotgun and let her pull the trigger. Moving right along, here's what I think about Bosch, Hieronymus Bosch. Marry. Oh, I spent some quality time with Bosch in Madrid and Lisbon. I was a little stunned by Bosch in the Prado, I'll admit it. The impact of the pretty pinks and blues and greens in the center panel, depicting utter weirdness, vicious imaginary creatures, surreal buildings, and humans tortured by monsters, was like listening to Hannibal Lecter whistle Mary Had a Little Lamb. My eyes skipped around and only slowly began to see what was going on. There were nightmare hybrid creatures devouring humans that were trapped in a variety of inventive and horrifying ways. In the third panel, Hell, it got deeply gruesome, repugnant, repellent, and fascinating. If you are wondering what a fate worse than death could be, you need look no further. Now, a couple of things. The Room in the Prado has other works by Bosch, but The Garden of Earthly Delight is the 800-pound gorilla that siphons off the majority of the tourists, leaving his other disturbing works available to view in peace. The Heywayne is my favorite. After a while, a sense of horror sets in. What kind of sick, twisted, malevolent bastard invents this stuff? Here's my theory. Bosch was a third-generation painter. He had skills. His work sold well, and like Petruchio, he wived it wealthily. He had a strong faith, but was not merely credulous. He was comfortable criticizing the clergy's excesses. See, the pig in the nun's habit in Hell? He was an esteemed member of the illustrious Brotherhood of Our Blessed Lady. When Bosch died, at the ripe age of 66, the society paid good coin for his funeral mass, which included music, bell ringing, and special prayers. He never had to declare bankruptcy. There is no record of lawsuits or criminal behavior. So I'm thinking, he was like Stephen King, a popular guy who exorcised demons for a living and went home at night a happy man, easygoing, kind to children, loved by his dog. Luckily for me, since they don't have that many facts about his personal life, I can think whatever I want. If, like me, you'd like to learn more about his social context, I will put the link to a fascinating little film, Hieronymus Bosch and the Delights of Hell, in the post that this audio will go on. Now, who would I fuck? Actually, this was harder because I was spoiled for choice. I have no idea if Bruegel was any good in bed and Dürer was demonstrably better looking. What intrigues me is at a time when most of Bruegel's peers focused on portraits of the wealthy and religious iconography, Bruegel turned his eye outward to landscape and the populace, hunters and dogs in the snow, a merry wedding party, the blind leading the blind, a perfect visual for the vision impaired, for a guy with a sense of humor. His painting, The Fight Between Carnival and Lent, depicts Bruegel's belief that human activities are motivated by folly and self-seeking. Gotta love his fat man riding a beer barrel with a pork chop attached to it, a meat pie for a hat, and wielding a long spit complete with a pig's head as a weapon. To sum up, Bruegel had an eye for narrative and a good time, and I'm a sucker for that. A man who is not consumed with the pursuit of wealth and looks around and notices what he sees, plus has a bawdy sense of humor and appreciation for the common life. If he brings those qualities to bed, it bodes well. Thanks for asking him.